Blog Talk Radio.
They need to campaign and to do what needs to be done. Don't you think they can pull it off?
They can, and that's a good check for the government to know. Those are all these tools that you don't think about that you can use to show that the diaspora is powerful and is watching.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Nathan, and thank you for being with us. This morning, those who listen to us on Zambia Blog Talk Radio. By the way, we want to thank all our listeners who listen every Saturday and every day on our recorded show. We are having some very, very positive numbers, Dr. Patrick Bianchi, over the weeks. Our people who go online to listen to us, we are very grateful to them. This morning, we are in Lusaka, and we are going to speak to two gentlemen who have been in the news. And the news was created by a young man who is running for as a member of parliament, independent member of parliament, Patrick Mungo. Patrick Mungo is in Lusaka. Patrick says Zambia's government should restrict the construction of mosques in the country. And the Islamic Council of Zambia president, Mr. Suzio Zimba, is with us this morning, and he countered that argument. Patrick, good morning.
Yes, good morning, good morning, and how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. How is Lusaka?
Lusaka is fantastic.
Good. Patrick, you are a young man. How old are you?
Yeah, right now I'm 32.
Obviously, you're not a very young man. Your voice tells me you are 18. So you're not a very young man.
No. I'm a very responsible person, and they are already in the education.
Okay. And you are running as an independent member of parliament for my constituent?
Yes, please.
Okay. I am not a very good in geography, the Lusaka geography. I'm a Copper Belt guy. Munali, what are the bordering townships with border Munali?
Yeah, basically, when you look at Munali itself, Munali is one of the biggest constituencies that we have in our country.
Uh-huh.
And not that, Munali is also having about five wards. You look at Chakunkula, you look at Munali itself, you look at Mutendele and these others.
Oh,
so Mutendele,
Mutendele. I know the area.
Yeah, including the University of Zambia is also under Munali, including students.
Good. I've got you get a very interesting discussion here, and I've got Mazimba, who is the Islamic Council of Zambia. So he can give us the side of the story. And your story goes like, Mary May, aspiring member of parliament, Patrick Mungo, has advised government to pass a law that will restrict the construction of mosques in Zambia. Patrick, from your own ways, why?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. I know a lot of people have been talking about this issue. You see, basically, one thing I would like to make it so clear is that it's not like maybe I'm a Christian and I'm against Islam. No. What it is that each and every person on this lovely planet, whether it's in Africa, United States of America, or any other country, he or she is at liberty to exercise his individual declaration of human rights when it comes to religion. Now, in this case, when you look at Zambia, I did say that Zambia is a Christian nation declared, guided, and governed by the Ten Commandments of God. Now, for me, as an aspiring candidate, because let us not just look at what's happening today. We have to look at the future of the country called Zambia. We have been enjoying independence since 1964 up to now. But you see, I look at some of the challenges. Look at Tanzania. Look at countries like Kenya. Look at countries like Nigeria, where the Muslims and the Christians are more like 50-50 in terms of the number. You see what is happening. It was this year in February. That is one good example I can give. In Nakonde, that is the border between Zambia and Tanzania, the Muslims had some kind of a commemoration. One of the Christians said something bad about the prophet called Muhammad. The Muslims did not feel good. They started fighting. The border was closed for almost 2 days without cooperation between the two countries. So those are some of the examples. So my suggestion, as I just mentioned, is that let the government pass a law which will restrict the construction of the mosques across the country. I'm not saying that these people should be stopped praying. No, they have the right to exercise their religious right. That's the way it's supposed to be. Because when you look at what is happening now, we have a situation where now the mosques now they are expanding. You go to places like Northern Province in Mpisa, they have now built up a very big and nice building, of which the whole essence of that is to do the expansion of the region. Not only that, look at also what happened last week. You see, Congo Brazzaville has also passed a law which is not going to allow any Muslim to put on a belt in public places. They are only allowing to make sure that these people are able to be just like any other organization. The reason is so simple. You see, I'm not saying that Islam is a violent religion. No, that is one thing people should also understand. But some of the people, the movements behind the religion called Islam, look at countries as I gave, look at Boko Haram, what is happening. Are those Christians? They are not Christians, but because of certain beliefs, that is the reason I'm quite worried. about the future of the country called Zambia. And it was for that reason I decided to come out like that. I did not denounce the name of any person more, because what we need is to show love and respect each one's religion. But that was just the suggestion I brought to voice. There should be some kind of freedom to religion.
Okay. Well said, and we're going to debate that. Vazimba, you are the Supreme Council. Are you the president of the Supreme Council of Zambia?
Yes.
And you said, this is, I quote, but the Islamic Supreme Council of Zambia has described Mr. Mungo's sentiments as foolish. Did that come from your mouth?
Yes, it did come from my mouth.
You are a minister of the Word of Quran, and I think every religion, the first and foremost thing we should be fighting for is to properly respect each other's opinions. Do you think you expressed that?
Thank you very much, and I'm happy that for the first time I think I've read the voice of the man that had suggested to the government to say the government should actually ban the construction or restrict the construction of mosques. First of all, to answer you, it is important for my brother to understand what Islam is. I think he's confused with Islam and Muslims. Islam is a religion. It's a religion that has been established, that was established by God, and Muslims are individuals. So when you're dealing with individuals, you really have to be very careful, you know, how you deal with individuals. Just like when you're dealing with Zambia and you're dealing with Zambians, I mean, these are two different things. Zambia is a country that has laws. Then you have individuals that some follow the laws, some do not follow the laws. But only when you understand that, then too, if my young man understands or knows the history of this religion that came to, you know, he's talking about Northern Province. He should know that Islam came in Northern Province in 1780 something. And there are traces that are there. Just like you go to Mungu, you find the Sefula again. Those are areas, you know, Muslim settled in those areas. So for me, it is very important that we understand the history. And when I talk about, when I say the foolish, when I call them foolish, I really mean foolish, because it doesn't know that small things like specific, really put it, these are things that cause a problem. You should also know that, you know, we are Zambians. Maybe I'm even, better than me, you know, when you talk about. So it's important that some people should grow. I mean, it is aspiring to become an MP. And I think I put in that, you understand that if you can reflect on that, I call him foolish, help him grow. Because he doesn't know, you know, I want to teach him that, I wanted him to know that the person standing is better than the person running. And the person sitting is better than the person standing. So we've lived peacefully. We have 73 tribes in Zambia. We've lived peacefully. And we should continue enjoying peace. I mean, look at what is happening in South Africa. Those are Christians killing Christians. Look at the war in Congo. We have refugees in Zambia. Those are Christians. But I mean, it gives you value when you condemn Islam. That is what I've come to discover. And people will try to, you know, I mean, he's known now. I think he's become more popular because he's speaking about Islam. But you should know that we are living in a world, we are living in a time when no one can think of erasing Islam from the map, and we should never, as Muslims, never think that we can erase Christianity from the map.
Not to cut you short, Vazimba, are Zambians like Mungo here, back here, are Zambians that fight to be scared of Islam?
No.
Okay?
They shouldn't be scared of Islam. If anything, if Islam is growing, then there's something that Christians are not doing. Why are the numbers increasing of Muslims in Zambia?
Well, let's go. Patrick, there is the question. Why are the Muslim numbers growing in Zambia?
Yeah, that is a very good question. You see, when you look at the Christianity, you see, basically Christianity, I would like to put it like the way you mentioned. You see, Christianity has got also a lot of movements. You see, like we have the Catholic, we have the Methodist, we have the Watchtower, we have the Seventh-day Adventist, you see. But basically what it is, Christianity in Zambia is the biggest religion, per se. Because I can tell us that basically, even when you look at the country itself, Mr. Zito cannot say Christianity is not growing. No. Christianity is still growing and Christianity is dominating. And one thing Mr. Zimba should understand is that I'm not here on this platform to denounce the religion of Islam. No, that is not the main purpose of our discussion. But what isn't, you get the point, because like myself, when I'm talking right now, I'm representing the religion called Christian. When you are talking, Mr. Zimba, you are representing the religion called Islam. So this is what is really happening, meaning between the two of us. So what is important is this, like, to articulate the issues, like you have said, the Christians, it means that there is something that is not doing, why the Muslim is not doing. No, Christians basically is growing and they have already dominated the whole country. That's the reason I said even the second president of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Frederick Chiluba, may he so rest in peace, he declared the country is a Christian nation. Is a Christian nation declared, guided and governed. So these are some of the things of which I decided to talk about, because we are not just looking at what is happening today. We have to look at the future of the country called Zambia. So that was the reason I came up with that suggestion to the Zambian government. I'm not here to make any person in the region or to say that let them be a supplement. No. People must understand this question.
Those who are listening to us online, you are listening to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio station based here in Canada and in the United States. It is run by the Zambians that will live abroad with a friend of theirs in the United States. When Al-Shabaab, Lazimba, when Al-Shabaab goes to university and massacres 147 Christians, those who are non-Muslim, in the name of Muslim, you probably, in the name of Islam, you probably want to ask to make a distinction. For Christians, it is very, very hard to do. When Boko Haram goes and takes away the rights of young girls in the name of religion, we who are Christians, Mazimba, we cannot differentiate between the two. You are all marked in one way, and one way is Muslims. And the other way which follows is Muslims. But yes, we may need to be educated. But when things like Al-Shabaab is happening, don't you see why most of us may be supporting Mungu to stop the spread of Islam in Zambia?
Thank you very much for that question. I think any normal person would not support what Al-Shabaab is doing. But because at the end of the day, when you look at the Quran tells us when you kill one soul, it is as if you killed the entire humanity. When you save one soul, it is as good as saving the entire humanity. And when you see, the good thing is that with religion, is that when you see a thing that is against the teachings of Islam, then automatically you start questioning, are those Muslims? So, because if for example, I am a Christian and I'm called John, it's a Christian name. But you find me in bars, you find me with women all over. I mean, for you, you'll be questioning, is this man a Christian or is not a Christian? So this is for you to judge and for me to judge. For me, I've already concluded, Al-Shabaab, they do not represent Islam. They might have Muslim names, but they are not part of this faith. They are called Muslims. They have Muslim names, but they are not Muslims, because Islam says save one soul. It is as if you have saved the entire humanity. You know,
So for me, to kill one soul, it is as good as killing the entire humanity. You can only kill a person. I think you have to understand one thing. If someone is judged and is taken to, I mean, he's taken to court and is judged and you know, there's a death sentence and is killed, that is normal because the court has decided that the person should be killed. But to kill and claim that you've been sent by God to kill, that is the fight that you and I. It is nothing. It has nothing to do with Christians or Muslims. It is a fight that you and I should now take up and fight these people. You understand? We should not entertain people like Al Shabaab, people like Boko Haram. I mean, you look at the problems that they've caused in Nigeria. You know, and now I'm happy that the new president has sent a message in Nigeria. And now we start asking ourselves, why is it that during the time that the Jonathan was in power, then the Boko Haram issue was a hot issue? Why is it suddenly it has now, you can see that suddenly Boko Haram is nowhere near and is being hammered from all corners by the Nigerian government. So for me, anything that is, those acts are against Islam and we cannot support them. And for the Christians that are in Zambia, I mentioned, there's Islam and Muslims. When you talk about Muslims, they are individuals. You don't know what the individual is thinking. So you cannot say, this is what Islam says. No, Islam is a clean religion. And if you are going to say Islam, yeah, then I'll bring the Quran and bring the Hadith and prove to you that Islam is clear. But the individuals that we have also, just like Christians, they have individuals that are wrong. Like in Zambia, we have corrupt individuals who are Christians. But we cannot say everyone is, you know, these are just people with Christian names, but they are corrupt Christian names that they see.
Let me again push you on this issue. Some of us, again, okay. This is where we are having a problem. Where we have Islamic leaders, they'll come and they'll condemn the activities of some of their members. Having said that, we still find most of their members in France. They'll go and kill in the name of Islam. ISIS, they are cutting people's heads alive, like they are not human. They are doing it in the name of Islam. Then we find leaders like yourself, and they'll come and say, these are individuals. The question is, why are we having individuals come from the same group of people do these bad things? Why?
No, this is why I think I'll still maintain my stance. What I'm saying is, you are talking about individuals, and when you talk about like ISIS that has been born just now, when you look at the leader of ISIS is from where?
I just know that.
Where is the? No, he's a Muslim, but from Britain. Where?
Go ahead.
He's from Britain, bread and butter in Britain. I think you should know that. So, I mean, these are things that, you know, when you're talking about, I think this is where we have to be very careful, the way we look at issues. We are looking at Islam and we are looking at individuals. And those individuals, even here, it's possible that I can come out and say, oh, I've been sent by so-and-so, and yet I've not been sent by anyone. But just because I have the name, you understand, I'm carrying the name of an Islamic name, then automatically, people will conclude. But people should not conclude. You understand? If today, I'll give you an example, very good example. While we say Muslims are bad, I can tell you that even today, you are a Zambian, I'm a Zambian. You and I should go to Chibori at 19 hours. And I want you and I to travel, we go to Dubai, 23 hours or 01, let us see where are we going to be safe. You and I cannot walk in Chibodia around 21 hours. You and I can walk in Dubai around 20 hours. And if you look at countries that have more respect for other people's property, are the Muslims. You understand? But within the community, you have bad ones. Those who take cocaine, those who take drugs. And those you cannot hit and say everyone is bad. Just like look at the rate of HIV in Africa, like in this part of Africa, like Zambia, you compare with the Arabs in Egypt. Can you conclude and say, oh, Zambians are this? No, 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 no. You take four Zambians that are sick and say, okay, fine, we have a million Zambians. Not that Zambia is a million Zambians. And you take them, those that are some that are good and some that are bad. What I want to make it clear to my brother, the aspiring candidate as a leader, is that when he's going into politics, he should understand that there are many people. You know, understand? Just like, for me, if, say, for example, there's freedom of worship, and you say, with no more building of mosques, that is okay. If you have bad guys, so-called Muslims, how are you going to know them if they'll be worshipping in their homes?
Okay.
You see, this world.
Bazimba, I'm really happy you are calling him your brother, and I think next time you hear someone, bring a different view, call them your brother. I think my brother is wrong. I'm telling you this because when you call someone foolish, there may be someone who may take it very wrong in your mouth who would want Patrick to be killed. This is how things are translated. So be positive the way you are sounding, Zimba, on this radio. In your mouth, as you preach, call the Christians as your Christian brother.
Are you aware that, sorry to cut you short, are you aware that I sit on the board of seven church mother bodies? We are a member. Okay. I mean, well, Islamic Supreme Council is a member of seven church mother of Zimbabwe, which is a thing, a coordinating organization that has seven church mother bodies.
Okay, now I know.
And two, I want you to tell you that in my family, I'm the family of 12, I'm the only Muslim.
Let me take you to the phone line. Here is the sentiment of the people who are on before we can let Zimba go. We remain with the party here for a while to hear what he has to say. Who has any comments? Dr. Patrick, you are listening to two gentlemen here.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
Yes, I have one question for both esteemed guests. The first question is, what is the greatest battle? Is it engaging in politics, or is it explaining Islam?
You may want to maybe clarify that, Dr. Patrick. I understand it, but it's a little bit deep. You may want to clarify that.
Yeah, what I want to ask, to distill it down, is when you run for political office, you find yourself talking about the economics, the civil rights of the community, and you'll have many of the media asking you questions as to what you are going to do for the people, for the district, for the province, for the country. Do you find that those questions are more slanted towards your religion, or is it slanted towards what you can do? Is it political, or is it religious?
Okay. So, Patrick, Patrick, your namesake here, Dr. Patrick, is asking you what the significance of your thoughts were as an aspiring candidate, as a politician. Are these sentiments being brought as a politician, or being put in a religious view? What is your take on that?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Basically, what you have to understand is that, for any governance of any country in the world, it's being determined by politics. That is one thing people should understand. The peace that we enjoy, the price of fuel, everything is being are confined or controlled by politics. That is one thing it is. So as a political aspiring person, you see, I'm not just looking or focusing on the politics alone. I have have a divided mind by making sure that I look at also whether it is spiritually, economically, socially, and other aspects of life. Because all these things I've mentioned, they are the ones that really happen to compose the lifestyle of any human being on this lovely planet. Yes, it's within the state or down there anywhere. So what it is that as a political person, I'm not like there to say that I cannot talk about this because it's something to do with politics. I have my own manifesto of this. If you want to know what am I going to do for my people of my constituents in case I'm being given an opportunity to be voted for into power, I have all that aside. But you see, for me to come up with such a conventional thought, I'm looking at what is happening in the other countries. That is the main reason I even decided to say that check on the other number of countries. I've given examples, what is in Tanzania, the situation, what is happening in Kenya, I talked about, and also look at why is it that even the Congo Brazzaville government has really passed a law. So you see, when we are talking as people, we must have some other supporting information, because when we say that this is a fact, it must have some supporting evidence. This is what I'm trying to talk about. So my main area of interest here is to look at the future of the country called Zambia. And in which way can we look about this? We can talk about politically, socially, economically, including spiritually. So this is how it is when it comes to leadership. So leadership does not mean that when you come out, no, I'm going to be a priest or a pastor, you can only focus on the spiritual aspect. No, because any human being is conformed to all these areas that we are talking about, economically, spiritually, and socially. This is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Excellent.
Razimba, Zambia is not an island. And you've explained very well, you've given us the peaceful nature we have lived with the Muslims in Zambia. Having said that, what are you doing? What steps are you taking to prevent what is happening in Kenya, what is happening in Nigeria and everywhere? For those who may misunderstand the Quran and the religion in our country, who wants to do harm, what steps are you doing, Mazimba, to prevent that?
No, thank you very much. One of the things that we've done is to inform our people, saying before you befriend our foreign brothers, those that are coming into this country, it is important that you understand their conviction. It's important that, you know, they are not just Muslims. They'll come with money. They will die. I mean, they look good at the end of the day. And, you know, we have a disease as Zambians. Whenever you see a white skin, you think, oh, now I've found something. And it's common even among the Muslims and also the Christians. We tend to really favor and want to do a lot for these people. And I've warned the guys, I've told the guys in the mosque, and I've told the Muslims to say any person that behaves in a way that we do not accept as Zambians, it is important that such a person is reported to the police. And if you look at, I mean, we've also done our own survey. If you look at the Muslims that are in Zambia today, most of them are actually here because where they come from, the situation is bad. It is helping them. They are into blocks, small businesses. But at the end of the day, I mean, we have people that we have young boys in the mosque that are watching, and they are aware. We've enjoyed as a country. This is our country. And when we talk about Zambia, we're talking about Zambians. We are talking, we even say we are Muslims, we have Christians, but when you talk about our country, the first thing that should come to your mind is your country. How are you going to protect your country? And I'm happy that in Zambia, and even those that have come, the foreigners that have come that are doing this, they are aware that we've told our people before anything. I mean, we get reports. It happened in Dola when one Somalian guy killed a Zambian. He wanted to run away. And I was really happy that the Muslims, the young Muslims, went straight to the police, apprehended the guy, handed him over to the police. And that is how we are working. And it's not just us, the Muslim. I mean, I'm inviting my brother, the one that is aspiring to be a candidate, is that we work as a team. Coexistence is strength for our country. And you should know that if he's going into politics. Politics, as I understand it, is an art. If he doesn't have an art also talks about us uniting, working with everyone. At the end of the day, this is our country. We want a better Zambia.
Okay.
And we want a better Zambia. We have to work as a team, Christians and Muslims, whether we have gay friends. I mean, all of them have their own rights. We have those that the atheists, at the end of them, they are Zambians. We have the witch doctors, all of them are Zambians. So we work as a team for a better Zambia.
Let me take you to Texas, another great something.
Thank you, Roger. Patrick, I've got a question for you or two, and then Brother Suze, you as well, I've got a question. Let me begin with you, Patrick. Number one, what is your motivation for standing as contesting the seat of a member of parliament for Monari constituency, number one? Number two, your call for government to restrict construction of mosques in the country. Is it from a legislative point of view to say those granting plots to the Muslim or Islamic community should consider the zoning, or your argument is from the fact that what is happening worldwide, that Islam shouldn't be given that room opportunity to grow in Zambia because of the tag of violence on the religion worldwide? Because remember, as an aspiring political leader, the constitution says Zambia is a Christian nation tolerant of other religions. Your response.
Thank you very much for that, Ken. Basically, I would like to start with my motive for standing as an aspiring member of parliament that is under my constituency. As I did mention, the main reason why I decided to come out as a patriotic youth to come out and tell the people what I'm going to do is that I've seen a lot of challenges of which the so-called elder people have failed to address this independence up to now. I can give you an example. Go to Munari Constituency, that is in Kaunda Square, stage one, where a government-owned clinic opens 08 hours in the morning and closes around 17 hours in the afternoon, which is quite really bad for an ALC institution, which is open for the government. And you see, when you look at the government, sometimes people may ask them to blame or to put a blame on the government. But at the end of the day, when you do some complaint, you'll find that is the problem of an MP. Why do I say that? Because when you look at an MP, he or she acts as a bridge between the government and the people. He or she representing all of us for that particular person into power. But here we have some examples where certain members of parliament are not able to be close to the people. At the end of the day, you find that government objectives are not being delivered timely to the so-called country for Zambians, because any member of parliament is the one entitled for the registration of the laws in the parliament, representing the people who are in those four places. So these are some of the things that really motivated me to say, let me come out, and not only that, as who are Zambians, those who are trading, make sure that we're biting from town, they say they are the transporters, they cannot go. We are not saying that they put the town across road. Those roads, what we can do, I can give you a good example. When you look at the government, it's that enough machinery. We are talking about the builders, and those things are just common. What happens? In my area, where I'm coming from, I'm also in my constituency. This is where I am. In the area where we are, we form some kind of a group, as a community group. What did we do? We asked for the grader from Chongwe City Council. They gave us the grader. They are not studying what we did. We contributed the money. We had to get the road and make it impossible. Even these so-called blockers can pass. So, all that some of the innovative social responsibility I'm trying to look at. And it's because of that, I decided to come out as a patriotic young Zambian without looking at someone's intimidation or someone's favoritism. So this is what is really happening at the moment. other regions. Thank you very much for that point. Basically, that is the way it is. As it is like that, in every house, for example, I can give an example. You may say you are the father or the guardian of the house. You will say every person must be at liberty to come maybe up to 22 hours. But sometimes when you look at the safety precautions of your dependents, you are able to look at such things and say, no, let us adjust as of the country called Zambia. I came up with that idea because of looking at what is happening in other countries. That's okay. Why other people, prevention is better than cure. So that was the main motive behind my thought to come up with such a suggestion and tell the people of Zambia, because we have given you enough examples of what is really happening. And I really appreciate and thank you, Mr. Zimba, the way he explained that. Some people are using the name of the Islam to do all such kinds of unwanted activities across the world. But you see, the fact is that those people are still falling under the same umbrella. This is where the good part is. And I can also amplify that example. If someone is in the state of America, then you find that maybe people are going to see. They will say, Zambians are bad people. Why? Because the person who is doing that, who has done that, is coming from the country called Zambia. So same applies to the issue of Islam. When you look at the question, you are going to find that what is happening, those people, the Al-Shabaab, the Boko, when they kill or when they do something bad, they are claiming to say that we are the ones who have done that. That's why I gave a lot of examples. Look at what is happening in Cameroon. That's why last week, even Congo Brazzaville, look at the point as well. It's not like people are really against the Islam. No, it's because of the misunderstanding.
Thank you. For time's sake, let me, Basimba, my question will be very brief to you. I'll try to summarize it quickly. Number one, could you please help us understand how many divisions or groups of Islam which are represented in Zambia? Now, by virtue of your position in Zambia as the president of Islamic Council of Zambia, you are more like an overseer, if I may explain it from, I don't know how it works in Islam. What educational programs do you have in place for your community, your members, and the Zambia as a nation to help people understand how your religion, your faith, what your faith is based on, and what we are seeing happen in other parts of the world, ISIS, Boko Haram, and Al-Shabaab?
Thank you very much. Please, can you repeat the first question on the groups, I think?
Yes, my first question is what divisions of, do we just have one type of Islam in Zambia, or there are the different types of Islam are represented?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. First of all, you must understand that as a religion, of course, we have Shias. We have the Sunni Muslims, and when you look at the differences, really, they are just political. And it would actually take years for me. It's a long topic. I don't think I'll exhaust now. But we have the Shias, and they've got their own place that's opposite the University of Zambia, that's along Kafir British Road, and then the rest are Sunni Muslims.
Okay.
And on the part of education, I'm really happy that you touched on that, because that is actually worrying a thing in our religion. I think there was a time people believed so much in, to still believe in slavery. And when you look at, and I have to be very honest, if you look at the centers that, the center that I took over, there are some centers that, some centers that exist up to now that looked, only picked the best You know, the doctor identified the best grade 9 student. And instead of that boy or girl, you know, going further with his studies, they would actually lock them up into madrasas. And that, for me, that is a threat, to be very honest with you, because if you have a community that has less people that are educated, you mean, under the secular, then you know that that is bad for Islam, because then you have very few people who can actually explain better when it comes to Islam. So what we are doing and what we did, the first thing that we did when we went into office was to go to Dubai, and we signed the contract with the Dubai government as the Islamic Supreme Council. And what we are doing now, we are building centers. And the reason why we are building centers, we're not just building mosques. Anyway, for the sake of my brother in Monali, to make him comfortable, is that we are not just building mosques as the Islamic Supreme Council. We are building centers where we have classes. You understand? And the reason for having these classes is very simple. Is that once you have an elected community, then you know that, the people will benefit themselves, and also the country will benefit from their education. Because then these are the people that are going to be taxed. These are the people that they also contribute positively. So we are working on that, and we are on course. And very soon you'll see university in Osaka opened by the Islamic Supreme Council. And the reason why we are open is because we want to really move away from, you know, the culture of not just strictly Islam and not the secular part. So we are going to secular, as the Islamic Supreme Council, and the rest, we are going to secular. And we would actually like the parliament to assist us and to actually kill others that will remain behind, to tell them to say, what you want for any Islamic center, you must also include classes so that the secular and Islam, because Islam is our best right. I mean, you can't take it away from us. And like I said, it's a religion that is established, and you have to be guided to be a Muslim by God. And this is why those that are not guided, you are able to see what they are doing. So to avoid that, only through education, I'm telling you that we avoid certain vices that are happening. And as a country, we've always remained a peaceful citizen, and whenever we see bad things, I'm sure all of us will stand against the such things, whether we are a Muslim or whether we are a Christian. I mean, for us to have 73 and living peacefully, and we've lived peacefully, I know that we'll continue to live peacefully, because our forefathers, also that depends on your forefathers. KP left a good country. Yeah, I mean, so those still living. We know that even those that will take over would actually want to see that the country continues with peace. So it's up to, I mean, we...
Are you still... Sorry for cutting you. Will your university welcome Christians and allow Christians to...
It's an open thing.
Okay.
You see, Islam is not a religion that is forced on anyone.
Okay.
You must understand that you cannot force anyone to become a Muslim, just like you cannot force me to become a Christian. You understand? Anyone that forces you to become a Muslim, then you know that he's practicing wrong. I mean, he's not a Muslim. Islam is very clear on that. And even the schools that we're hoping, like we're building one along Mumbwa Road, that center will be for people. If you look at, there are no schools there. But we know that even those that are not Muslims will benefit from that center. That would be good for it would be good for me. It would be good for my sisters. And it would be good for the country. I think my interest is more on the citizens of this country. Are they benefiting from? Are they going to benefit? That is good. If a Christian benefits, I mean, it's good for me. Even when you, like the last Qurban we had, you'll find that 20% of the meat that we distributed to the poor, we took it to the Catholic centers, we took it to the orphanages that are run by Christians. We did not look at that. And I'm really happy to be a Zambian. And when I look at poor people, I do not look at only Muslims. I look at the Zambian poor, because those are innocent citizens. They have nothing to do.
Hey, Roger.
Don't bring religion into matters of charity.
Okay, finally, let me go to my brother Pianchi in Missouri. Pianchi, please come.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get into the discussion. I can say one thing, that people are curious with Islam just the way Zambians are curious with Islam, just the way they was curious with Christianity at one point in history. But the stipulation could be put on those who want to build a mosque is that they also have to at some point in time build something that's tangible in order for helping to further develop your region, your village, something tangible, not just reading scripture to them, not giving them pittance, but something that would help them to stand on their feet, whereas they can take care of their own. This should be applied to just Zambians, no matter what type of banner, what type of coat that they come to you under, whether Christian, whether Islam, or whether no believer whatsoever. Something should be built along with the mosque, something tangible to help the people develop.
Okay. Well said. And unfortunately, gentlemen, we have come to the end of this discussion. Razimba, you have work to do, and those who want to do as harm, we will not hide from you. We are very worried people, but your comforting words should be spoken in the mosque, should be spoken in the Christian church, should be spoken everywhere. Just like you gave an example, our friends in Dubai are living well while their religion is there. That's what we look for. Otherwise, we are very, very concerned. But thank you, Azimba. And this is not the last time. This is not the last time you are going to hear from me. I'll be calling you. I used to call Adam Pili all the time. Now you are the president of the Zambian Council of Zambia. When we have issues regarding Muslim or Islam, you'll be calling me. Have a very good weekend, Mazimba, and God bless you.
Thank you, Stanley. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. So that was Mazimba, who is the Islamic Council of Zambia president. Patrick Mungo is still with us. Nathan, these people are even going to build an university there. What's up with that? Hello, Nathan.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, that's a question to you. I want to come to you, Patrick. Even a university is coming up in Zambia. They're getting the money, as you said, from Dubai. And they are going to be building a university, the Islamic. And I can't believe them that the Christians may be invited, but they'll be invited in that for convention. There's no way they can allow.
Roger, you and I know that. You cannot enter an Islamic institution, a Hindu institution, and expect that you are going to get a free, an open type of education. No, you are not. Even Christian schools, even if a school is started by a church or a Christian organization.
The Catholics, the
education, SDS, anyone. It's a normal practice. We are not judging the Muslims. Now, for him to say Christians will be welcome if they are willing to be subject to the Islamic system of education. That's what it is.
What next now? You hear what your colleagues in the Islamic world are doing, the plans they're having. You heard him say he is outlining. What next? Just let me ask you, as we go through this process, who are you talking to in regards to this issue as far as the leaders of the church in Zambia? Who are you talking to?
Yeah, basically what it is that, you see, although we have the different church mother bodies and also these non-governmental organizations, but the most important person for a group of people who this message is being subjected to is the so-called government. Because when you look at the government, it's the only body responsible for registration, for passing laws or regulations. That is the main reason I happen to come up with such a thought. Because I'm worried looking at the future of the country of Zambia. And not only that, Mr. Zimba, honestly speaking, when he happens to look at all the examples that are given, those are proof enough differently? Correct. Because of the beauty of the people themselves, the picture they have really shown. So my appeal here is come now to the Zambian government to look into that, because I just have some rumors, you know, that is the a television station to be in Zambia. But the government has denied to give them the license. You get the point. So
such
kind of thing. What I'm trying to say that there are some rumors on the ground where they wanted to register or to apply for a license to have a television station in Zambia. But the government, they were not allowed to be given such a license. You see, there are also some reasons. You understand? So, you know, these people, as you was explaining, we understand this now means peace. But the problem, because of the movement behind God, you understand? Such groups. Claiming, I
reason I asked you, who are you talking with, or the people you are talking to, is that Islam, these people, they are feeling a certain vacuum, a certain void, which we as a Christian nation have left. That is the reason why they are growing. There is a market. There is a market for them. We used to have a very strong and vibrant. We used to have a very strong and vibrant. What can I call? Scripture union in school. That is not anymore as vibrant as before. You know, we used to have crusades in Zambia. I don't think we still have that kind of. Scenario. So when I ask you, who are you talking to? Who are you talking to, Patrick? I mean, are you beginning to mobilize the Christians for the witnessing of the gospel so that we can be a little bit more aggressive, so that the void which the Islams are taking advantage of, that void is closed?
Yeah, thank you very much for that. Yeah, this message, it's also touching also the people called the Christians. The Christians also have got an important role that they can really have to play. Because although Mr. Zimba claimed that to be, you know, the main reason is it means that the Christians, there is something of which they are not doing. But you see, basically when you look at Christianity, you know, it's the biggest. And it's still expanding under the same Christian umbrella. You find the Pentecostal churches, different ones, Bread of Life, and so on. See, what is happening is that these people, because they are not among the majority in terms of numbers of the religion, that is the reason now. You see, I can give an example. You look at the marketing concept. You know, there is what we call the product life cycle. So we are looking at the period when a product is being introduced on the market up to the time when it will be fed out of the market. So basically what it is that it's not where it is right now. It's now on the market, on the Zambian market, as we claimed long time ago, but it never started growing. By this time, it's grown. When it grows, it has to reach a maturity level, and eventually it has to come back. So what it is, as we mentioned, I can also support Israel. You find that sometimes you find them like a Christian. We are not mobilizing or putting so much in order for us to protect the sovereignty of our religion. At the end of the day, you find that even these other religions, like the same Islam, they are also now trying to market their religion. And okay. When you like it, you know, they are putting so much money in the country in such a way that they are putting motive. You know, we stand saying, you know, they are building those are the buildings for education, but the question is, which Christian is going to, meaning, to acquire the knowledge?
Patrick, you are a vibrant young man who wants to run for MP. I'll be bringing you here. We want to support an independent, young, thinking young man, but I'll be inviting you to come on our radio. Thank you so much for what you are doing, and stand strong on what you believe in. We've come to the end of our discussion, Patrick. But like we said yesterday on the phone, I'll be in touch with you, and we'll be talking together. Thank you so much, Patrick, and have a good weekend.
Okay.
I'm very happy, and I also thank you all the listeners who are listening to this program. I'm very happy, and these are the ideas of which we want all the youth, not only Africa, Zambia, also other countries, they should rise up and make sure that they are happy for the but what we want is to make sure that they
are happy. Yeah, thank you. I'll be talking. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.